find it astonishing that 2 years after a motion was passed in the Donegal Municipal District to abolish car parking charges in Ballyshannon, that 2 years on, we're sitting here today and we're being told that the review will start in February 2018 and that will be followed by public consultation. So for the business traders in Ballyshannon who don't want these charges and haven't wanted them for a long time, like the reality of it is, it's costing between 30 and 40,000 a year to have car parking charges in Ballyshannon to roll it out for the payback on machines, tickets, traffic wardens, etc., fines being processed. And the reality is it's only about less than 5,000 euro in income a year. Like, nobody in any part of Donegal would run a business like that. One of the explanations that was given today was that, well, if we abolish car parking charges in Ballyshannon, that other towns, neighbouring towns, was the phrase was being used. And I find that extraordinary. As I say, a 50-page document today about a three-year capital programme and nothing for Ballyshannon. I'd be very concerned for towns in the south of the county like Ballyshannon and Bundoran, because like we're living in an area now that's part of Sligo, Leitrim, North Roscommon, South Donegal constituency. It just sounds like a cobbledash of areas put together to suit a number of TDs in the greater Sligo area that don't visit Ballyshannon, don't come to Ballyshannon. I'm a Donegal man. I expect that my TDs would come from Donegal. And I also expect that Donegal County Council, when a motion is passed 2 years ago, that it would be acted on within a few weeks, and that at that stage they would put it out to public consultation. So when you look at local government and you look at national government, you can see how I'm feeling frustrated here today. And you read a capital report for the next 3 years and it doesn't even mention towns like Ballyshannon. It's very frustrating, and to be honest, I call on the management of the council to show an interest. I call on the TDs in Donegal that aren't actually representing Ballyshannon, but the TDs in Sligo, Leitrim, North Roscommon, South Donegal and the Donegal constituency to show a little bit of respect to a town within their own county, and show a bit of, you know, respect to the people that are trading, living and supporting the county on every given opportunity. So I say it's gets demoralising at times, but when you wait 2 years after a motion's passed to abolish something, when it's not even been reviewed or addressed, and you've been told it's going to be another 3 months, and then another 3 months public consultation, that's 2 years and 6 months before there's anything done. That's not good for local government, and it's not good for small towns 4 miles from the border in South Donegal that are basically no man's land in a constituency that they want to be in. We'd rather be back in Donegal, but we'd rather if Donegal County Council could help us until that time happens.
And in terms of trade in Ballyshannon, councillor, is it seriously affected by these car parking charges?
Yeah, it is. Like, as I say, I gave the example there, like there's a unique fish shop in Ballyshannon, O'Reilly's Fish Centre, and the owners won't mind me saying it, but, you know, fish day is Friday traditionally in rural Ireland and in Ireland. And, you know, when the traffic warden is operating on the street, people are moving to the next town where there's no car parking charges within County Donegal. They're not going across the border. You know, that's one example. Basically, like the business chamber in Ballyshannon, who are basically funding this year's Christmas lights, you know, they're not getting any external help. There's other towns in the county that are, you know, getting external help from the local authority and other funding sources. But Ballyshannon, in fairness, it's, you know, from within the town, it's a town that's fighting back. You know, we've had a number of new businesses that have been reopened, a number of businesses on stream to open, but it's been done by people, young people in particular, who are coming back from overseas and are having a go. But, you know, there's red tape there that's basically preventing them and holding them back. And this is one of them. Ballyshannon, listen, it's like commercial rates, you know, the car parking charges, you know, it's just a small thing, but it can be a big thing on certain days for businesses when you have three chemists in Ballyshannon trading on the main street, but you can go to Bundoran and you can park for free from the month of October to the month of June. It's seasonal there. And then you have the chemists who are saying to me, not been charged in another town, it's 4 miles away for 9 months a year, and they've been charged here. And the other thing about it, I'll always speak, of any towns in the south of the county, any towns in Donegal, I'll always look at the positives. But I think if there's some way of helping a town, you know, rebuild itself And as I say, there's a great rebuilding effort within Ballyshannon, between the Ballyshannon Regeneration Group, the Tidy Towns Group, the Business Chamber, my own office as well. And, you know, we've seen the revival of the Ballyshannon Folk Festival, the Allingham Arts Festival, Ballyshannon Drama Festival, the Musical Society, and of course the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival that draws people from 30 countries across the world and is worth $2 million to the economy. But I just wonder, does local government or national government take heed of those things? And this goes for every town in South and West Donegal. You know, they have to fight harder than towns, you know, that are basically are seen as growth towns. Ballyshannon's supposed to be a tier two town, but sometimes you'd wonder, like, why does it take 2 years to, you know, take a decision to review something? It shouldn't. And that is, you know, a stumbling block for the rejuvenation of towns that are border towns, but also are towns that have suffered. They're trying to get back on their feet. And I would call on the executive of Donegal County Council, and I would call on TDs within Donegal to start shouting harder in Dublin to say it's not right to have a small parcel of the county shipped into Sligo Leitrim North Roscommon. So if that's the case, maybe we should just elect officials and politicians to sit in Sligo Leitrim County Council rather than sit in Donegal, because the whole thing is just muck. It's actually a mess and it's not good. And as I say, when you see government funding coming out and you can see it based on where TDs are sitting within certain counties, it just demoralises you. It's actually just confirming your belief that you're better off not being in politics, because, you know, days like today just confirms to me that basically you'd be as well off in your professional life working and you know, than giving up your time to be in this, you know, for other people who are meant to be in professional capacity to carry out their jobs and aren't carrying them out.